Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And believe me when I tell you, we've got a ton of things to talk about in the sports world. And why the hell not lead off with March Madness? It has been gladness. It has been sadness. It has been everything we have wanted it to be. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I am doing good, and yes, it's been the madness, with Duke and Nova now in the Final Four. We got some blue bloods in there, and let's see what happens today, brother.
What a story for Coach K and the guys. Let's be honest, man. Like, you know, this is all about extending Coach K's career and keeping it going, and quite frankly, brother, I think that the Dukie V Blue Devils look like they have a great shot to go all the way, my friend. And, you mentioned the two teams getting to the Final Four, and kudos to them, man. I mean, awesome stuff. Villanova, first team to 50, right, bro? I mean, that was a real barn burner. But at the end of the day, man, I think we've seen a little bit of everything with this March Madness tournament. We've seen some long distance. We've seen some, you know, low post type stuff. It's given us everything and everything, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and that's what the tournament usually does. So I'm just looking forward to more of that later on.
I agree. All right, we're going to get rocking and rolling. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. You could join us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, I want to continue with, my bad. I forgot to tell Robert. We probably need to get John Poulter on the horn, and my bad for that, so I will shoot him all those vitals and the information to get John back on. But Mike, you know, you're talking about the story of Duke. Let's talk about St. Peter's a little, brother. What say you about them?
Look, St. Peter's right now is probably the story of the tournament. I mean, bar none. I mean, come on, a 15 seed, small school out of Jersey, New York City kids, that are just balling. They're playing with house money right now. They're having a good time. They've captured the imagination of all these fans that go to these games. And it kind of reminds me of the Loyola Chicago run that was a few years ago. You know, everybody started, hey, everybody loves the underdog, Andy. And there's something to be said for these kids, these young kids who don't know any better, that are not blue bloods, that are not, you know, in the big programs, or were shunned by the big programs, to now they're a game away from the Final Four. And kudos to their coach for the job that he's done. He's made them fearless. He's made them not feel intimidated by these bigger schools. And I think at some point that head coach of St. Peter's, he probably will get a bigger job at a bigger school with bigger money. And I think that, you know, I think he's going to go to Seton Hall because that's where he's from. He played ball there. They have an opening, so it'd be kind of a natural fit. But he's at least played himself into a new contract from somebody.
No, I don't disagree with you on that one. Yeah, St. Peter's has an opportunity of a lifetime, man. Going out there playing in North Carolina, Kansas, playing Miami. Those games will happen, obviously, later on today. We do have our professor of sports, John Poulter, so we are going to jump out to him. John, good morning, my friend. The madness has kind of got us a little caught up, and obviously there's other things happening with Major League Baseball, spring training, and the guys getting ready to roll, and then obviously NHL playoffs. How you doing this morning, John?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. How about you?
Another day in paradise where I'm sitting. You know, we complain about the cold weather, or at least you do. I think it's almost too early to have 95 degrees here in Arizona. So I don't want to sound spoiled, but I'm complaining about the weather being too hot right now.
Well, I've got a dusting of snow overnight here, so I'd welcome 95 right now.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so let's start off in NHL hockey, man. Give us the skinny. Give us what's taking flight right now.
Well, the two conferences are almost polar opposites. Looking at the Eastern Conference, the eight playoff teams are pretty much decided there unless somebody does an absolute fall down in the next 12 or 15 games. It's really only the seeding that needs to be determined. I think we can safely say that Florida, Boston, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Pittsburgh, the Rangers, the Maple Leafs, and the Capitals are going to be the eight playoff teams, because the Capitals currently sit eighth in that conference with 84 points. Behind them are the Columbus Blue Jackets with 69, and with teams with 15 or 16 games to play, I think it's pretty safe to say, other than a complete breakdown by Washington or Toronto, I don't think Columbus is going to get anything close to the playoffs. So we're looking at seeding there, Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes at 94 and 93 points respectively, having a real battle for the first overall seed in the Eastern Conference. That's going to get pretty interesting as we go. The Boston Bruins 8-1-1 in their last 10 games, as are the Florida Panthers by chance. But the Bruins have won four in a row. All of a sudden, the Bruins, after lurking in that fifth, sixth, seventh position in the conference all season, have suddenly started to come to life and got themselves back into that race. So looking at the East, I think, as I say, all we're looking there is to determine who the division champs are and where the seeding sits. Western Conference is a little bit different. We've talked all season about the Colorado Avalanche and their strength. Sitting there with 97 points right now, closest team to them is the Calgary Flames with 88, and of course they're in different divisions. So I think where we have to concentrate in the West is probably the wild card spot. And you look at the wild card spot, Nashville and Vegas, currently the teams occupying those two places, but Dallas, Vancouver, and Winnipeg, pretty close behind them. San Jose with a borderline chance. I don't really think they're that good. I don't think they're going to get there. So essentially, you're looking at five teams in the West, looking at looking at two wild card spots. So that's going to get for some pretty intense hockey over the next 3-4 weeks as we head down to the end of the regular season.
Good morning, John, and I feel
morning,
for you having a dusting of. Good morning. Hey, you have your dusting of snow. Mother Nature's letting you know that you aren't ready for summer yet, and Mother Nature's letting. And Mother Nature's letting Andy and I know that that heat is coming for sure this weekend. But my question is this: how good is the Colorado Avalanche? I mean, look, they're first place. I mean, I get that. I see their record. Obviously, they're a team that can win the whole thing, aren't they?
They have a real good chance of winning the whole thing. I think the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers and maybe the Carolina Hurricanes have got something to say about that as well. I wouldn't count out Calgary right now, actually, the way that they've been playing. I think we're looking at some pretty good hockey over the next 3 or 4 weeks as we head towards the end of the regular season. Colorado's not a perfect hockey team. I don't think there's such a thing as a perfect hockey team, but they're awfully, awfully close. They've got everything you would need. They've got a good front office, Joe Sakic leading the way there. They've got a good coach. They've got good goaltending. Defensively, they're strong. Offensively, they're good enough to get by. The one area that I see a weakness with the Colorado, and I was a little bit surprised they did not address it at the trade deadline, was their face-off winning percentage. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but they are somewhere middle of the pack in winning face-offs. And we all know that you win the face-off, it's like the tip-off in basketball. You've got immediate control of the ball. You've got the first kick at offense. So I was a little surprised they didn't go out and get somebody that could win some key draws for them. But maybe they just feel that with the rest of the team being as strong as it is, that's something that they can overcome and they were willing to sacrifice. But yeah, in answer to your question, they're definitely a legitimate Stanley Cup champion. If the playoffs started tomorrow, I would say that the Avalanche would be the favorites. But as I mentioned, you know, Florida, Carolina, and Calgary, also real good contenders there. Don't hand the cup to Colorado yet. We've seen stranger things happen.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey as it is right now, just before the playoffs get rocking and rolling, basically, here. And that's kind of going to lead me to my next question for you, John. You know, I'm kind of one of those guys that thinks there's several teams in the mix, probably just like yourself. Is it better to be under the radar a little bit, or is it better to be on top of the board?
I think it's better to be under the radar because you always have that element of surprise catching a team that thinks they're at the top of the heap and maybe is a little bit overconfident. I work on the basis that, yes, it's, you know, we've talked many times about it being a marathon, not a sprint, and regular season records do matter. But quite frankly, all that determines is home ice advantage in a seven-game series. So in other words, one game in seven. Playoffs we've seen in recent years, maybe the last 5 or 10 years, the road teams have just as good a chance as the home teams. I think the road teams are winning about, home teams I think are winning about 57 or 58% of the games. So the disparity isn't really that great. So I look at it on the basis that the teams that are playing the best the last 15 or 20 games going into the postseason are probably the teams that you want to look at as being real contenders. If you classify it as that as being under the radar, I think it's better to be under the radar, quite frankly.
I'm right there with you. I kind of look at it, excuse me, I kind of look at it like this. I did a little thing about research about the last 20 years or so with the NBA. From 2000 to 2022, I'm sorry, 2020, six times the number one seed, overall number one seed, has actually won the championship. So what I'm trying to say is, go in under the radar, people. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another one. Always live for your listening pleasure, by the way, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, each and every Sunday. We love talking to our professor of sports, John Polder, which we're doing right now. You can get involved on the conversation with us if you'd like, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion for me. Dorf on Sports. I think for John, it's at 12 John Poulter. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so let's shift gears, John. Let's talk a little Major League Baseball. Well, they got a deal done. That's a good news, right? And it's kind of crazy because I do remember the day that it went down. I happened to see a few guys tossing the ball at the park, not the baseball parks. They're just out at the regular parks. And, you know, I said to a guy as I was leaving, I said, so does the deal get done soon? And the guy says, it gets done today. And I got to tell you, a few hours later, the deal did get done. I think it was like around 1:30 Eastern time or something like that on that particular day. But that dude knew exactly what he was talking about. That guy was right. I should have broke the news for crying out loud, but I didn't. But with that being said, Major League Baseball is here. Are you relieved? Are you looking forward to it? Like, where's your head, John?
A little bit of both, I think, Andy. Relieved because we're going to get a season in. Relieved because we're going to start early enough that the five or six games that were originally knocked off the schedule can be made up. By making, I think it's a 3 or 4 day extension to the regular season schedule, and then the other 3 or 4 games are going to be worked into doubleheaders throughout the season. So we are going to get a 162-game schedule. Whether the players want to play the 162, we've talked about that a number of times. I'm kind of on the fence on that. I think they want to get paid for 162. I'm not convinced they want to play 162. But the bottom line is that the 162-game season has become the norm. Therefore, it's the integrity of the game, which to me is important. I don't like to see teams make the postseason, on a 100-game schedule or something along those lines. I like to see teams earn their way in. So I'm happy from that standpoint. I'm happy that we've got the deal done. The good news is we don't have to worry about it for 5 years. But my gut feeling is that 5 years from now, we're going to be going through this whole situation all over again with different players representing each of the two sides and the numbers just going up through the roof. And I think we've put off what's the inevitable, and that's another labor stoppage 5 years from now. But on the positive side, let's sit back and say for 5 years, we've got Major League Baseball, and hopefully we've got labor peace.
All right, John, baseball's here. They finally got out of the way of themselves. I can't really gauge what the fans are thinking. I'm sure they're probably still a little upset with the delay. But as the fans go through the turnstiles now, what are going to be maybe some surprises that they see out of certain teams, out of certain players? I mean, for me personally, John, the whole just how maybe Anaheim handles the new rules and how it affects Ohtani with playing and pitching and all that is going to be interesting. But moving forward, what are some surprises that we could see?
Well, hold on, John. John, to that point of what Mike just said, Ohtani to get the opening day start at pitcher, and he's also the DH. So go ahead. Sorry, I just wanted to make everybody aware of that.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of the Ohtani rule. I mean, he's such a special individual in terms of the talent, quote-unquote talents, plural, that he brings to the ballpark. It's perhaps appropriate that they do have a special rule for him, and you know, maybe that's going to pave the way for players with dual talents going down the road. He may be a trailblazer as opposed to anything else. I think, to me, one of the most interesting things that I'm going to watch, and this is, it doesn't sound like a big deal when you think about it, but when you put the pieces together, I think this business of making the bases 3 inches bigger on either side is going to be a huge factor. Instead of being 15 by 15, they're going to be 18 by 18. So the very quick, obvious math is that it's now going to be 6 inches shorter between first base and second base. So that's going to help the base stealers. That's going to help them because it's going to be less distance to run. It's going to help them because they're going to take longer, be able to take longer leadoffs from first base, but be able to get back just as quickly because they, those slides back now will be 3 inches shorter. I think it's going to take the catchers a little bit of time, not a whole season, but a little bit of time to learn to adjust their throws. I mean, a catcher for years has been trained to throw to the inside part of the bag, the first base side of second base. Now that's going to have to be 3 inches the other way. The infielder is going to have to play it a little bit differently. So I think that's going to be an interesting factor, and I'm curious to see if we see an increase in stolen base attempts and conversely if we see an increase in stolen base successes, because I think it's going to allow teams that have good runners to good base runners to attempt more steals. And I'm very curious to see what the steal rate percentage is going to be over the course of the season. We can't take it over a small sample size. We've got to take it over a full season and then compare it year over year over year. But that's something that I'm looking at that I think is going to be very interesting, and I'm going to be very curious to watch that.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball at the moment. Hey, I wanted to ask you this. We've seen some relatively good deals, some lucrative deals for guys. Talk a little bit about the Trevor Story $140 million deal with the Red Sox, how that came together, but it almost fell apart as well. So these big deals, we see them all the time, but sometimes they're not as easy as they sound, are they, John?
No, they're not, and quite frankly, the Story deal surprised me a little bit, primarily because of where he signed, Boston, and the rationale behind the signing. I mean, we all know that with Bogaerts, they've got a strong shortstop, so it's pretty much 99.9% certain that Story is going to be shifting to second base. So here we've got a guy that has never hit outside of Colorado, which we all know is a hitter's paradise. Never been a player outside the National League, so he'll have some learning to do when he moves to the American League. He's going to be learning a new position, and he's got 2.5 to 3 weeks between signing his contract and opening day to fit all of those things in. So, you know, when you add that to the money that he signed for, I think there's a tremendous amount of pressure on him and on the Red Sox to make this work. From the Red Sox, on a business standpoint, it makes a ton of sense, because Bogaerts has an opt-out on his long-term contract after the 2022 season. So they're obviously looking at Story as insurance if Bogaerts decides to bolt after the 2022 season. If he does, they just slide Story back over to shortstop. They're still dealing with one of the major league's elite shortstops with really just a little bit of a hiccup with him playing second base for a year. So I think it's a good business deal from Boston. The money, you know, let's shut the money out of this, because we all know that all of these deals are just insane dollars. The practicality of signing Story, I think it's a huge gamble, because if he doesn't play second base well, they're going to look awfully silly. But if Bogaerts bolts after a year, it's a good business decision. So that's something that I'm going to keep my eye on. I thought it was interesting that he was the last of the big five or big six shortstops to sign, and he was the one that ended up basically getting pigeonholed because all the other teams had made their decision. He was the last guy standing when the music stopped and he had to find the chair. He found it in Boston.
You know, the New York Yankees, they have Aaron Judge, and they say they're going to sign him to a long-term deal. What are you expecting from the Yankees with Aaron Judge?
Well, I almost think they have to say they're going to offer him a long-term deal, and I'm sure that they are. But you have to look at that Yankee payroll and wonder just how far that's going to skyrocket. You know, he's not going to be signing anything short term. He's not going to be signing anything that's small dollars. So it's going to be a huge commitment. And the interesting piece there is for the last 4, 5, 6 years, Brian Cashman in New York has been, I'm going to say, reserved in terms of spending money. He hasn't gone out and written checks the way that we saw the Yankees do 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, going back to the early days of free agency. So I think that's going to be a bit of an interesting move, because the Yankees have tried to show some restraint the last several years in terms of managing their payroll, trying to stay out of that luxury tax situation. Clearly, if they sign Judge to the extension that we would expect them to sign a player of that caliber to, they're going to be moving big time into the luxury tax bracket. Whether the Yankees are prepared to do that is another story. Will it mean that they have to start dealing other players to try and lop off and offset some of that salary? That's going to depend on how they play on the field. But I still think the Yankees' big problem is pitching. And you can't assign Judge to pitch. You're going to have to score an awful lot of runs to beat that pitching deficiency. I'm surprised the Yankees didn't go out and sign another good pitcher, quite frankly.
Hey, John, as always, a true pleasure breaking down sports with you. Have a wonderful Sunday. Think about this, because we'll talk about it next week. Davey Roberts coming out and saying they're going to win the World Series. Like it, love it, hate it, but think about it till next week, all right?
I will. Thanks, guys. Take care, be safe, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and some NHL hockey. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, the Dorf Man. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. You can do the same if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Hey, before we do move on, what do you think of Davey Roberts guaranteeing a Dodger World Series? I mean, you talk about putting a mark on yourself. You talk about putting pressure on yourself, Mike Wilson. I can't think of any bigger way to do that than what Davey Roberts said, huh?
Yeah, there's not a bigger way to do that in baseball or football or anything. You're going to call your shot even before one pitch is thrown in the regular season. You're going to put a mark on yourself. But I mean, look, that's kind of how the Dodgers kind of look at things anyways. I mean, they're an organization that is not afraid to spend money, to bring in big guys with big contracts, with big talent. So, does it shock me to an extent? Yeah, but on the other side, it really doesn't. Because, look, Davey Roberts wouldn't say it unless he didn't feel that he could, that they could back it up. So it's one of those things that'll be interesting, but needless to say, you and I do not root for the Dodgers at all. So if he falls short, I'm sure you and I will have things to say about it.
You know, that's kind of interesting that you just said that, because quite frankly, I've never rooted for Duke either, right? But I'm rooting for Duke all of a sudden because I want to see Mike Krzyzewski continue his career, and what the hell? Why not, man? Go out in the sunset, man. Go out in the limelight. Like, win this bad boy. Get it done with a team that probably people didn't think you could get it done with. So I kind of love that feel-good story. But this is a story I want to get to, and I don't know if it's a feel-good or not for you and I. Kyrie Irving, full-time return. Is it good, bad? What do you think for the Brooklyn Nets? What say you? I think it could probably be pretty good. However, still don't like these guys. I don't think they got it, man. I'm sorry. You can put all the talent in the world together, but you got to be a team. And I don't know if they're a team, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know if they're a team either. But to get to your question about Kyrie, look, I mean, the Nets will take it. You know, you had Kyrie only playing half the time because he wouldn't get a shot. He's standing up for, you know, the little man and all that kind of BS that those people.
Hey, but let me stop you right there, okay? Because I got mixed feelings about this, man. At the end of the day, why the hell can you and I go to the Barclays Center and we're not vaccinated and that dude can't? Like, I'm sorry. There's certain things that I just don't understand, my friend. So to a certain degree, do I think Kyrie should have gotten the vaccine and he could have taken care of all this stuff? Absolutely, right? But then the other hand is, why the hell can you or myself, even though you and I are vaxxed, but why the hell could you and I decide, hey, we want to go to the Barclays Center. We don't need to be vaxxed, but the players do? Like, come on, man. I can't figure it out. I'm sorry.
Right. No, I mean, look, I mean, it's the contradiction with all this kind of stuff that the fans can go in unvaxxed and the players couldn't and all that, but it could have been avoided. Kyrie could have avoided all this just by getting the shot. I think he's a bit of a drama queen now to me. I mean, it kind of goes back to when he was with Boston and all the things he said, and then he ends up leaving. And I don't blame him. He takes the money, went where he wanted to go. But, you know, you also mentioned, you know, Brooklyn not having it. I don't think they have it for the exact reasons that you mentioned. You got to be a team. You got to have chemistry. When one guy hasn't been there but half the time, you know, you still got to work him in. You still got to get used to playing with him every night. And Brooklyn can be so inconsistent. They'll win three or four games in a row. They'll lose a couple. this Durant plays well, Kyrie doesn't, the role players don't show up. There's a lot of moving parts to me with Brooklyn. I don't think they make the finals. They could get bounced in the first round real easy, and I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
All right, so I'm checking out the standings, right? And the East is freaking awesome. I'm sorry, man. I don't mean awesome in the sense of, like, you're getting such great play and, these teams are whipping up on the league by any means. But here's what's awesome, bro. From 1 through 6, okay, you've got a 4.5 game spread, right? And Phillies and Miami are they're in a virtual tie, okay? So that's number 1 and number 2, Philadelphia, Miami. Number 3 now, all of a sudden, your Boston Celtics, who they're playing just ridiculous, man. 9-1 in the last 10,
yes,
5 straight, Tatum and Brown and Smart and everybody, man. The new coach, it's starting to come together, and I'm a little worried about that. I ain't going to lie to you, bud. But at the same time, you know, there's the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. Like, so it goes Philly, Miami, Boston, Milwaukee, Chicago, Toronto. Behind them, Cleveland, Brooklyn lurking, which is going to be fun to see if they can somehow, some way, get themselves in the top six, which I don't know if they have enough time left with 74 games, only 8 games to play, right? So I don't know if they can do that, but I got news for you, man. I'm looking at where the Milwaukee Bucks are, and let's just say it finishes where it is. Milwaukee playing Chicago in the first round? I'll take that in a heartbeat, bro. Milwaukee playing Cleveland or Toronto, although Toronto's pretty good, man. I worry about them a little, but at the end of the day, dude, I still think the Milwaukee Bucks are the team to beat. Am I nuts?
You are not. Well, you are nuts, but, I mean, that's a whole different conversation. But you're not nuts in terms of thinking that your Milwaukee Bucks are the team to beat. Look, for me, and this is the way it is every year in any league with any team, with any champion team, they are the team to beat until another team steps up and takes the trophy, takes the ring away from them. And right now, Milwaukee has a team that plays like a team.
Let me ask you this, because you brought up something that makes me think about something. You know, I got two brothers. I got one that you say I'm nuts. My one brother is absolutely insano, okay? Because, like, if the Bucks lose a game like they did to Memphis the other night on a Saturday and they get rolled out of the building by 20-some-odd points, he starts going, I told you, we suck, this and that and the other. At the end of the day, they don't suck, man. There's certain games that mean more to teams than others. And again, man, I'm not saying you try to lose games, okay? You never try to lose games. But at the end of the day, here's what I'm trying to say. And maybe you'll understand me, maybe you won't understand me, okay? I don't think the Milwaukee Bucks care where they finish, okay? I don't think they give a rat's, you know what, where they finish. Because at the end of the day, if they go out and they play Milwaukee Bucks basketball, it's going to be really, really hard for somebody to beat them 4 out of 7 times. Am I nuts again, Mike Wilson? Yes or no?
No, you're not nuts, because all veteran teams that know who they are, and the Milwaukee Bucks know who they are and what they went through last year to win the ring, to win the trophy, they know what they have to do. Nothing's going to shock them. Nothing's going to come up and surprise them. So, no, they don't suck. You're not going to win every game. Some games, like you said, they do mean more to other teams, and maybe the other team plays with more urgency because they're trying to make the playoffs or trying to get a higher seed. And Milwaukee's like, you know what? The 4th spot, right where we are, we're good. We're okay. As long as we're healthy and Giannis is doing what Giannis needs to do, we're going to be just fine.
Look, and John alluded to it about the NHL, and I alluded to it about the NBA. You take a look, man. Go from 2000 to 2020, and you see, over the last 20-year span, I think I did my math correct. 6 times, the team that was the best team going in winds up winning the big chip. So what I'm trying to tell you is failure is a lot more of an option than success when you're talking about sports, okay? And you may have the best team. Now look, I'm gonna bring back a bad memory, dude. Right? I'm gonna bring back a bad memory for you. The Green Bay Packers. They had it all in front of them, man. All in front of them. But that bad man couldn't get it done, right? So we can talk about how great teams are. And we know the Phoenix Suns are great. We know that the Memphis Grizzlies are playing great basketball. Those two teams right now, if you ask me, Mike, those are the two teams that have had the best story as far as it goes in the NBA this season. Is that right or is that wrong?
No, you're right on par with that. I mean, look, no one saw this with Memphis, and you know we could have called Ja and said that we expect a season like this out of him. I mean, he's a highlight reel just waiting to happen every frickin' night that they step on the court. So, but as a team, I don't think anybody really saw this out of Memphis, out of Phoenix. You know, look, we live in the Valley of the Sun, Dorf, and, you know, we know how this fan base is with this team. I like the Phoenix Suns. They have – most of those guys on the team are real likable guys, but they're still growing as a team. They don't know how to win a title yet. They got close last year and hopefully learned some lessons from that championship series, but they still haven't won, so they're still a work in progress to me.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Sometimes ignorance is bliss, though, right? Like,
right.
Memphis doesn't know that they're not supposed to be doing this. They don't know that they're too young, right? They don't know that they're in a really good spot. Let's be honest, man. Like, Memphis Grizzlies in the two spot, and Golden State ain't gonna catch them. Okay, so it's Phoenix, it's Memphis, Golden State. They got to hang on and hope that the Utah Jazz don't somehow get on top of them, right? Like, I'm being dead serious right now. Things haven't been so great for the Warriors since Steph has been out of the lineup, Mike.
No, things have not been good. And, I've talked about liking Golden State getting to the finals. But, when you don't have your main guy, I mean, it does throw kind of a monkey wrench in the whole thing because Steph is that team. You know, they go as well as he goes, and when he struggles, they struggle. But I still have a belief that Steph will get back, and they'll figure it out, and that Golden State can make a deep run. They have veteran guys on that team. Draymond's back. So it's one of those things where, if Golden State gets on a roll and starts playing with a little bit more confidence and winning some games, I wouldn't want any part of Golden State.
Just out of curiosity, I don't know if you happen to see this. I was running through some headlines the other day, and you just mentioned Wiseman. There's something going on in Memphis, bro. And I don't know how Anthony Hardaway walks away from all the allegations that have been thrown out there. I think things could get dicey for that Memphis basketball program. What say you?
Oh, I think it could get really dicey for the Memphis program, and for him to be able to walk away unscathed, I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't. And how that affects Memphis as a program, as a school, we will see, but we can always speculate at this point. Obviously, it's not going to be a good thing for the program and Hardaway.
Yeah, interesting, man. I just happened to catch that headline. I think it came out maybe on, Saturday or something. I was just breezing through some stuff when I saw that. Kind of a shocker, to be honest with you. Anyways, hear that music? We got to take that pause. We'll go back. We'll go out. We'll get the music. We'll get the music.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals.
We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
In for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion for me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike. Hey, we haven't talked about NFL football, brother, but Tyreek Hill is now a Miami Dolphin, brother. You got to be grinning ear to ear, man.
You know, I have never owned – well, look, the only jersey that I have ever owned, but I've never worn, Dorf, is my Dan Marino jersey. This might make it two jerseys that I might get because I am so geek about getting a talent like Tyreek Hill, and you put him on the other side – from Waddle, that, you know, that young rookie, or he's going to be a second year guy now. We got speed on the outside, on the inside, wherever we want to put these guys, in a new offensive tackle for Tua to protect him. To me now, it's the organization saying, we want to see what Tua can do, and Tua, you have no excuses in terms of not being successful.
I agree, man. Like, dude, they gave him some weapons, right? And they gave him guys. Like, here's what I like about Tua. He gets the ball out of his hand pretty quickly, just like Tom Brady does, right? So what happens with a lot of Tom Brady's receivers? It's yak, man. It's the yards after the catch. And you give guys like Waddle and Tyreek Hill space, dude? I'm sorry, but look out, NFL, right or wrong?
No, you're exactly right. Look out, AFC East. I still think the Buffalo Bills are the class of the AFC East, obviously, with their quarterback and Josh Allen. But Miami's coming. Miami's spending money now, and it's good to see.
Yeah, man, the AFC all of a sudden is like freaking loaded, baby. Anyways, I hear that music means we got to take a short break, and we'll be back with hour number two of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. We'll be back in just a few, people.
USA Radio News. COVID-19 booster shots for adults 50 and over are expected to roll out as soon as next week. The FDA may authorize a fourth shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines starting next week, and a permissive recommendation may soon follow by the CDC. The Biden administration is cleaning up the president's remarks in Poland Saturday that Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot remain in power. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
We do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter. It's up to the people of the country in question. It's up to the Russian people.
A suspect in the alleged kidnapping of a Nevada teenager who was last seen in a Walmart parking lot has been arrested. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office said it has also impounded a pickup truck that was possibly involved in 18-year-old Naomi Arion's disappearance. The suspect was identified by the Sheriff's Office as 41-year-old Troy Driver. Meanwhile, the search for the missing teenager remains active. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted. And they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former President Donald Trump was in Commerce, Georgia last night for a rally for GOP candidates. Speaking to supporters at the event, he once again hinted at a White House run in 2024.
We just may have to do it again.
A former official at a suburban Detroit branch of the United Auto Workers Union has pleaded guilty to charges that he embezzled more than $2 million in union money. 54-year-old Timothy Edmonds is the 17th defendant convicted in an ongoing criminal investigation into corruption within the UAW. Nebraska Republican Jeff Fortenberry announced he is resigning from Congress after being convicted on three felony charges for lying to the FBI about a 2016 foreign campaign contribution. Fortenberry denies the charges, which carry a possible prison sentence of up to 5 years on each count, and says he'll appeal. Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen.
What is unusual about this circumstance is that we don't often have a vacancy created by a resignation in the Congress.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Speaking in Poland on Saturday, President Biden called on all democracies to give humanitarian aid to help Ukrainian refugees.
Helping these refugees is not something Poland or any other nation should carry alone. All the world democracies have a responsibility to help. All of them. And the people of Ukraine can count on the United States to meet its responsibility.
There is a chance for more severe weather to hammer the southern United States this week. By Tuesday, a new system out of California we'll begin a quick move towards Kansas. At the same time, humidity from the Gulf of Mexico and high winds are predicted to trigger another outbreak of tornadoes and hail in central and east Texas and parts of Oklahoma. By midweek, the southern portion of the storm system will pose a threat to communities in Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, western Alabama, and Tennessee. Two of the men's NCAA's Final Four are set as Villanova moved up after beating Houston 50-44 in San Antonio last night. It's the third Final Four appearance for the Wildcats since 2016. Duke also made a statement with a decisive 78-69 win over Arkansas. The Blue Devils prolonging the career of legendary head coach Mike Krzyzewski. Later today, 10th-seeded Miami squares off with the top-seed Kansas Jayhawks, and 15th-seeded St. Peter's looks to continue their upset run when they meet 8th-seeded North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Tons of things to dive into with my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. What a March Madness, people. That's all I can say. What a March Madness it's been thus far. I expect it to continue. The NFL doesn't want to be outshined by anyone. There's deals happening like crazy there. And let's be honest, the NBA, they don't either, man. Obviously, the playoffs are coming up. We got all kinds of chaos in the Eastern Conference. Western Conference, a little bit more... we know exactly kind of what's going to happen there a little bit more, but because of the lack of separation in Eastern Conference, we got ourselves a hell of a finish, and I got to tell you, Mike, we're going to just roll right into baseball then from that. So in a weird way, I'm glad baseball's back, obviously, because I'm a sports guy. I hate seeing millionaires complain about making millions and billionaires complaining about making billions, but at the end of the day, bro, sports are something you and I need, and you know what? We've had a true treat, haven't we?
We've absolutely had a great treat, and let's not forget the women in the NCAA also have a great tournament that's going on as well.
I agree, man. There's been some crazy chaos there, too. Some lower seeds getting by. I agree, man. All around, chaos in March. It's for real. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Oh.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access, no cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Call us. Let's rap about what's happening, man. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on that Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. So just out of curiosity, bro, moving around the NFL, what have you liked the most? You know, Devontae Adams now a Raider. We talked about Tyreek Hill now being a Dolphin. Tom Brady retired and unretired in a span of 2 weeks. We had Aaron Rodgers put the Packers through all kinds of chaos and walks away with $153 million guaranteed. We got Russell Wilson moving to Denver, getting out of Seattle. The list can go on, man. But at the end of the day, dude, like, what's happening in the NFL right now? They do not want to be outshined by March Madness or baseball coming on or the NBA Finals, or I'm sorry, the NBA playoffs, which is coming up too. I'm telling you right now, man, the NFL is always in the news, bro.
No, the NFL is always in the news, and they do a very good job of keeping themselves in the news. I mean, look, we got March Madness going on, like you said, but at the same time, the NFL knows how to bring about these signings and just news, just generating news to maybe take away some of that shine from March Madness. I mean, it's what the NFL does. It's what those people at the NFL are really good at is marketing. And I mean, look, there's a reason why football rules the roost in this country now. I know baseball people are like, well, it's the American pastime. And not anymore. Thanks for playing. It's football. Football is the American pastime now, and the NFL is the best at marketing themselves and getting the message out about whatever is going on in their league. And look, you asked about, you know, what my opinion was on things happening. One, it's some of these quarterbacks are taking these huge contracts, but at the same time, they're not. It's not allowing the teams to go out and get and put weapons around them. And it's kind of making the organizations look weaker in terms of talent. And I'm not look, I understand why Devontae did what he did and going to the Raiders and all that kind of stuff. But, man, you got to be feeling that Devontae Adams departure, buddy, because that chemistry that he had with A-Rod was second to none. And then you lose Scantling Jones or whatever that kid's name is as well. So, you know, I'm certainly looking at Green Bay taking a receiver in this year's draft. I mean, this draft is just deep as you know what with wide receivers. You can get quality wide receivers later in the draft if you don't get the guy that you want. So, you know, with Green Bay, it's just you got to get A-Rod some help there in terms of the receivers. But at the same time, you look at what A-Rod did. Dude, you don't need to – we all know that you're a great quarterback. You're a first ballot Hall of Famer and all that kind of stuff. Take a little less money and you can keep Devontae Adams in Green Bay, right?
Well, they offered him a huge contract. Probably would have made him the highest paid wide receiver. He didn't want to be there anymore, bro. I'm just being honest with you. He didn't want to be there. And, you know, to your point a little while ago in the conversation about Waddle, look, bottom line is you saw last year with Ja'Marr Chase and Waddle, two guys that came right on the scene and they've had a huge impact for their teams. So I don't think it's as big of a deal as you're saying in the sense of you can go out there and you can get replacements. Do they have the familiarity? Absolutely not. I get what you're saying there. However, you put wide receivers around a really good quarterback and good things can happen anyway, okay? So I think that at the end of the day, and by the way, it's Marquez Valdez-Scantling who went to the Chiefs, and obviously the Packers lost him too. Lazard will probably have to get signed. And then, you know, there's some free agent stuff. And then, like you said, the draft. I think they go after a couple wide receivers right away in this draft. You got those picks for Devontae Adams. You might as well use them wisely. The one guy we haven't addressed, and I want to get your thoughts on this, because you and I were definitely out in front of this, and you know, we were kind of on the fence of where we wanted to go with the Deshaun Watson situation. He's now a Cleveland Brown. The guy gets $231 million guaranteed. He hasn't played in a long time. And I got news for you, bro. If there is no truth to anything that has been said about this guy, he got screwed worse than anybody in the world that I can ever imagine. And so far, it's looking better than before, for sure. And I actually think we have a lot of apologizing to do to this guy at this moment in time, Mike Wilson.
Oh, no. I think, you know, we absolutely do have some apologizing to do because, you know, people are still going to say, Dorf, they're still going to, oh, he's a rapist. No, he's not. Legally, he's the courts have thrown that stuff out. So you can't say that he's a rapist. You can't say that he's a sexual deviant in a legal sense. Now, does he probably get held responsible for some stuff, maybe in civil court? He could. I think the NFL is going to suspend him still. I think it's going to be somewhere between eight and 10 games for, you know, what, conduct unbecoming for the league or, you know, something around that. But right now, yeah, we can't say what we've said about Deshaun in the past because legally it's not there anymore.
Yeah. I mean, again, I, you and I along the lines, we kept saying allegedly, you know, and that's how I chose to go about it. When everything was coming out about it, I'm sorry, but at this point in time, I feel really bad for the guy. Do you? Yes or no? Like, do you feel bad? Because we've basically, not you and I per se, but the media has dragged this guy through all kinds of chaos. And there's been nothing founded yet. Like, honestly, the world owes this man an apology.
Yeah, no, the world does owe this guy an apology. And he has 230 million reasons why they need to give him an apology. Look, we've all been accused, and Andy, you know what I've had to deal with in the past year or so with that kind of, you know, things being said about me that are not true and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, to a certain extent, I absolutely feel for Deshaun Watson and his situation, because if you didn't truly do anything, but you have all these allegations, it's a tough thing to fight off, because people are just going, they're not going to say allegedly like you and I, they're going to say he did it. They're just going to come out and say, yeah, this many women, you can't dismiss 22 women or 23 women or whatever it was. Well, the courts have. And now, you know, Deshaun has some feet to stand on. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Look, when there's smoke, there's fire one way or another, right? Like, at the end of the day, when there's smoke, there's fire one way or another. And in a lot of ways, we always think it's going to be negative or bad. In this particular situation, he's rising above it. And you just have to give the guy credit for staying and holding his ground and not succumbing to the pressure of all this stuff. I give him a lot of credit to just continue moving about his business and to continue trying to be a great NFL player. So that's my next question. How much of an upgrade, once this guy can hit the field, how much of an upgrade from Baker Mayfield is Deshaun Watson?
We're talking apples and oranges. I mean, come on. We know what Deshaun is. We know what Deshaun can do on a field. We know what Baker Mayfield can and can't do on the football field. And I will take Deshaun Watson as my quarterback 10 out of 10 times and twice on Sunday. You know, I mean, there's just no doubt. And now you have to wonder, where does Baker land? Because reportedly, Cleveland wants a first-round pick if someone wants to trade for Baker Mayfield. I'm not giving Cleveland a first-round draft pick for Baker Mayfield. End of story.
Yeah, you haven't done much, man, except get a guy to go out of town, leave town, and go win a Super Bowl in L.A. Odell Beckham, baby. I ain't mad at you, but you couldn't find that guy, and that dude wound up going on to win a Super Bowl. Enough said. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with yours truly, Andy Dorf. You can too, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the Twitter. From Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfman Sports. Facebook, Dorfman Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfman Sports there. Okay, so... Oh, you want to go to Italy, Mike? You know what? That's crazy that you just said that, because we just got all this stuff in the mail the other day from, like, all these crazy places to go check out. Italy, Spain, a couple other right. spots. And so, you know what? I'm right there with you, bro. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, I can always sit down and have a couple of sausages and paninis and sip some wine on – you know, in Venice or whatever. I'm always down to travel, you know that. But I will say this, Dorf. I do, you know, I like getting out and doing some fun stuff sports wise. I just made a baseball trip for my son and I. I bought the flights, the whole thing. We're gonna go to Chicago July 4th weekend. We're going to watch the Cubs and the Red Sox in Chicago. Then we're going to fly to Boston and watch Yankees and Sox from Fenway and spend a little bit of time in Boston and taking in the history and stuff. So, you know, I like to make memories with my kids. And for my son, this is going to be a trip to remember for him and me.
I love it, man. Speaking of memories, you and I know this kid really well. We saw him play basketball in our backyard for a long, long time. And unfortunately, Bobby Hurley and the guys could never really get it done. And, you know, I'm obviously talking about our buddy Remy Martin, who you and I know very well.
Right.
We watched him play here at ASU, and now we're watching him at KU. So he goes from ASU to KU. He goes from being a Sun Devil to being a Jayhawk. And now he's in the Elite Eight with an opportunity to get to the Final Four. And I got news for you, bro. I think Kansas beats Miami. I think they get to the Final Four. And – again, just because we know this kid, like, it's really cool to see Remy go out there and shine, like, in the biggest moment, dude. I am so happy for this kid. He's a great player. He's a good kid. And you could tell after the game the other day when they talked to him, it's family. It's having that belief in himself. Bill Self had belief in him, even though throughout the year, dude, Remy struggled. He was injured. But in March Madness, just give the ball to Remy and good things happen, right?
Well, look, I mean, that's what you get when you have a guy that's played for 15 years in the NCAAs. So, you know, I mean, he brings that. He brings that experience to Rock Chalk Nation. So, at the end of the day, it was a great pickup by Bill Self. He saw a veteran point guard, two guard that he can use in his system, and it's paid off. But you are right. I mean, Remy did struggle at the beginning of the year. because he spent some time on the injured list, but now he's showing what that experience brings to a team like KU. So I'm with you. I think KU does break through, get to the Final Four, and then once you get to the show, once you get to the Final Four, anything's possible. We all know that.
Yeah, you know, I tweeted out to Remy the other day about you know, his performance in the game the other night. The one thing I was a little disappointed in was the free throw shooting. Like, dude, you got to knock those down. I know they wound up,
right,
you know, getting by, but I really think that free throw shooting is extremely important. And you watched what happened with Villanova the other day, right? Like 15 for 15 from the free throw line. That was the difference in that game. I mean, they score 50 points and they win. So you got to do something right. You're playing a lot of good defense, but you're also making free throws, man. There's a reason they're called free throws. It's because you're supposed to make those free throws. 15 for 15 in March Madness, that's going to get it done, man.
Hey, look, Nova is one of those programs, buddy, that if they get on a roll and they get deep into the tournament, and they are deep into the tournament because they're in the Final Four, Jay Wright is that coach that can kind of not necessarily sneak up on you and just beat you down, but come up with a game plan that's just going to put his guys in position to be successful. And they play defense at Nova. It's just one of the things that they do. They always preach it. So in my head, as much as I'd like to see Coach K go out on top, there is a definite threat with Nova winning this whole thing.
I agree. They've been to the Final Four, I think, what, three out of the last, I'm going to say since 2016, I think they've been there three times. So with an opportunity maybe to get their third and their fourth overall national championship, if I'm not mistaken, something along those lines. But when you think about some of these coaches that are left, right, you got Coach K, you got Bill Self, you got a young Hubert Davis who has done a tremendous yep. job with North Carolina, bro. I wouldn't mind seeing them. And then we talked about the St. Peter's coach who played at Seton Hall. Maybe he'll have bigger opportunities to come to him very near in the near future for him. Dude. We've got some big name schools, but we got some big name coaches too.
Oh, we got a who's who of coaches, and the one guy that I mentioned just 2 minutes ago is Jay Wright for Villanova. I mean, look, if he gets in and he wins another national championship, it'll be his third national championship, and now we got to put, if only because he's probably there already, but Jay Wright, if he wins his third. He's in rare air, Andy. I mean, there's not too many guys with three national championships that have coached college basketball. And this guy just goes about his business, keeps his nose to the grindstone, gets the kids that fit what he does at Villanova, kind of an OKG kind of thing, our kind of guy kind of mentality there with the type of players he brings in. Jay Wright, to me, he's no slouch, and he doesn't take second fiddle to anybody.
So I got people commenting on our conversation that we're having right now, and someone picked up on you going to Boston for the Boston Red Sox and the Yankees game. They're wondering why you don't want to go to Milwaukee to see a Milwaukee Brewers game.
Well, one, I'm a Cubs fan, and the Red Sox are my son's team. So, you know, you can combine the two, and my son can watch, him and I can watch our favorite teams play. And then we were supposed to go to Boston for opening day anyways. I always treat my kids to the teams they want to see, their favorite team. So I'm unfortunately, there's not a big Milwaukee Brewer contingent in my family. So that's why we're going to Boston to watch the Yanks.
I figured so much, but you know, you got to make the people happy. So you got to mention
right.
their comments and things along those lines. So let me ask
right.
you, man, can St. Peter's get it done one more time? Can they take down North Carolina? Seriously?
I think we've been asking that for a couple of games now. Yeah, they can get it done. They don't, like you said earlier in the program, ignorance is bliss. And right now, St. Peter's doesn't know any better. They're there. Why end the party? Keep playing the way you've been playing. take no prisoners, play with reckless abandon, play smart, all that kind of stuff, and they can make it. Why not? I mean, look, if they get to the Final Four, I mean, does this guy from St. Peter's deserve Coach of the Year honors or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, if they make it to the Final Four, dude, I'm sorry, but at that point, you better start believing that they got a shot, man. I'm sorry,
exactly.
But like these kids are just going out there and balling, and I think that they have their mentality of their coach. Like, this guy just doesn't care. He's so calm, cool, and collected. And then I don't know if you noticed after the game the other day when he was doing the interview and the guys were so jacked up and excited about it, and they like literally lost it for a moment. But he really, really quickly got them under wraps, and like they got their act together immediately. Like, this dude is in total control and command of those guys, and they believe in everything that he is saying. And I got news for you, man. That goes a really, really long way. And I'm going to bring it to another guy, Coach K. Like, I've watched him throughout the tournament. I've noticed him a couple times when his big guy, Williams, who, by the way, played outstanding the other day, I saw him say a couple times throughout the tournament, he's playing soft. You know what? Well, something has changed. Like, they got in his ear, and they're listening to what Coach Krzyzewski is saying. And he went out there, like, yesterday. He's like, we need to put the clamps on. We need to do this and that. And then they responded to everything that he told them, right? So you have to have the ear of your players. And I think that the St. Peter's coach has the ear of his players incredibly well. And ultimately, they have to go out there and they have to execute, right? But he has instilled the belief in those guys that they belong. And quite frankly, Mike, they do belong.
They do belong. Look, we're talking about a bunch of kids that are from Jersey, New York City, and have been playing ball in those kind of that kind of situation all their lives. They're not going to be scared of anybody. It doesn't matter. They get that win against Kentucky. They're like, all right. They kind of acted like they knew that they were going to do it. And ever since then, that confidence just spills over. And like you said, it's worth something. There's something tangible there with that kind of momentum and that kind of belief system within themselves. And it's fun to see. UNC has their work cut out for them, for sure.
I got to tell you, man, there's just a little bit more riding on that Kansas game for me with my brother and my nephew and just the family, man. KU has always been really, really near and dear to our family. So, Rock Chalk, Jayhawks, let's go KU, baby. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can hear us live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are on Sirius XM Channel 967. You can get us anywhere in the world, baby. And you can call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Mike, I like your comment. Mine would be Dorf on Sports. And obviously, you can check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports. Okay, brother. So we've talked about a lot of things today, man. We've gone a little bit around the NFL with all the player movement and all kinds of chaos that's happening there, not to be outshined by anything else that's going on in the world right now. Obviously, March Madness has been – it's been great, dude. I don't know – where does this March Madness kind of rate for you on the – like the last five or ten, let's just say? I personally think – it's right up there, man. We've had all kinds of chaos. We got a 15 seed in the Elite Eight for the first time ever with an opportunity to go to the Final Four. Like, dude, I'm sorry, but this has been all that and a bag of chips for me.
Oh, absolutely. It ranks right up there with some of the best tournaments ever. You know, as far as a specific position in that ranking, I don't know, but it's certainly in the last five or six tournaments. This could be, you know, the second best one or third best one, you know, who knows, the first best one, but it's certainly chaotic, and you and I love chaos when it comes to this stuff. We love rooting for the underdog, but we also like seeing the blue bloods do what the blue bloods are there to do, and that's to win championships and everything like that. So, you know, at the end of the day, look, it's popcorn and soda time. Get your nachos out and just sit back and enjoy some very, very good college basketball being played. And one thing that I will add to this, and I know I'm kind of squirreling here a little bit, but one of those sports that I like watching is F1. F1's come to Vegas in another year. It gives you and I another opportunity to make an excuse to go to Vegas, Dorf. You and I there for F1, watching these guys kind of fly down the strip and all those kind of things. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be. And like what happened last week was absolutely insanity with Verstappen basically having some kind of a problem with his engine or his fuel or something. He didn't run out of gas, but basically he was going to run out of gas. And then he winds up, you know, getting out of that race. It just, dude, sports, right? Like, at the end of the day, sports, when you think you know what's going to happen, guess again, the unthinkable can and will happen, right?
Oh, absolutely, and especially when we talk about F1 racing,
you're not done until you cross that finish line, until you're on the podium or you finish first or whatever it is. So you can never literally take your foot off the gas if you are an F1 racer.
All right, so you mentioned something, and I want to give you a little time to speak on this, because you did mention earlier in the program about the women's college basketball tournament that is going on as well. The team that you love a ton, Stanford, they're still in it. By the way, that I saw a gal on Stanford, and she dunked it in this tournament, so kudos to her. But I did notice, obviously, they're playing Texas. Stanford is favored in that one. You got South Carolina playing Creighton, who has been, obviously, a shock in this tournament. South Carolina, another number one seed. Is this all about Stanford or what, man?
It is, but it isn't. Stanford's big. They can play. They play very well together. I saw them at the Pac-12 tournament. They have a young lady in the middle. She's 6'4", 6'5". She's from my hometown of the Rose City, Portland, Oregon, a suburb of Portland. But she plays above the rim as much as you can with women's basketball, but she's so good fundamentally. She's only a sophomore. She'll probably be an All-American. Then you got Tara Vandeveer there being the head coach at Stanford forever. She's won over 1,000 games. She's one of the winningest college basketball coaches, men or women, of all time. And she just has that program so steady and just at the top every year, that I would not certainly be shocked if they won it all. But there are teams like South Carolina still in this. Louisville is still in this. So we got some very good quality teams still left in the women's tournament for sure.
You know, a guy that we haven't spoken much about, and he's obviously huge when it comes to March Madness. He's huge when it comes to college basketball. And quite frankly, I love him. I think he's fantastic. I've always enjoyed listening to Dick Vitale. But we know he's dealing with a lot of things right now, being sick. I just, in a weird way, you know, I call him Dookie V, right? Because he was so accustomed to calling those games, right? When he would always call the Duke games and this and that and the other, and I always called that team Dookie V. But in a weird way, like, I would love to hear Dick Vitale call one more game. Would you? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. No, I think Dickie V has been good for the game. I know, look, you and I both know that he annoys a good segment of the fan bases everywhere in college basketball. He's boisterous. He's kind of over the top a little bit, but that's been his shtick. And if you understand what his shtick is, you kind of learn to enjoy it. I like it. It's fun. He has fun with the kids. It's the same thing to me that when people complain about Bill Walton, when he does, you know, his commentary for ABC or ESPN or the Pac-12 network, you know, he kind of goes off on tangents. It's good for the game. It's fun for the game. It's college sports. So why not have some fun with it with Dickie V and Bill Walton? There's no downside for me to those two guys.
The people that don't like Dick Vitale or Bill Walton, and believe me, we've got a contemporary on the network here that doesn't like Bill Walton, our good friend Fred Wallen, who always talks about how bad he is and this and that and the other. This is a guy that couldn't talk, okay? Like, give the dude some credit, man. This is a guy that had trouble talking. He fumbled his words, and now this guy is able to be a broadcaster. Like, at the end of the day, man, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of good things happening in the world. And Bill Walton calling games and being able to express himself a whole hell of a lot better than he ever could, being a player and things along those lines. I'm sorry, but give the man credit and just appreciate the fact that now he's able to give back to this world in a way that we never thought he would be giving to us.
Right, exactly. And when these two gentlemen are gone, when they pass on at some point, like we're all going to, because you know, Father Time wins every time and everything. We're going to miss that from the game. I mean, look, you and I grew up on Saturday afternoons with college football in Keith Jackson. I don't know if there's a
Stumbling, mumbling. Yep, absolutely, man.
Exactly. Woo, Nelly. You know, that whole thing. And, you know, now that he's gone, I miss Keith Jackson calling college football games because it was just like me listening to my grandfather call a game. You know, and just have joy doing it and his expressions and all that kind of stuff. We're going to – we miss Keith Jackson. We're going to miss Dickie V. We're going to miss Bill Walton when he's gone. So just sit back, quit complaining, and just appreciate the greatness that they are in terms of what they do for us fans.
You know, speaking of – and I'm glad you kind of mentioned, like, we're going to miss these guys when they're gone. And this is one that's gone under the radar, and I don't think we've – as in the media, have given this enough play at all. I don't know if you know where I'm going or not, but I'm talking about John Clayton, who obviously did most of his work at ESPN, very recently passed away March 18th. Was born in 1954. You do the math. I'm not going to be that quick right now. But the bottom line is, this is a man that obviously was a great reporter. Like, he gave us so much information about what was going on in the NFL and was always able to get that insight and that information. Now we got to listen to guys like Schefter. I'd rather listen to the guys like John Clayton and the Mort Report. You know, like, those guys are cornerstone. Right. They've been around forever. And I think they're good journalists, too. So I don't think we've mentioned this, obviously, but he did pass away. John Clayton, American sports writer that, in my humble opinion, was one of the best, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. And he started doing his reporting when he was like 18, like in high school. And he knew somebody in the Pittsburgh Steeler organization, and they let him get in and have some access. And so he started with a tremendous break for himself, but from there he did it all on his own. And like you said, the people like Chris Mortensen and John Clayton to bring that kind of information to us in a way that wasn't so just, I'm first, look at me, here's what I know kind of thing. They just said, hey, look, this is what's going to happen. This is probably what's going to happen. This is why they're doing it, how they're going to do it. And it was just, the information was just provided in a way where you could easily follow it and understand it. And that's what makes people like Chris Mortensen and the late John Clayton so good.
Yeah, I mean, he was a huge regular radio presence in Seattle, around the country. He hosted the John Clayton Show in Seattle, Sports 710 AM until his death. And I didn't want to do the quick math, but I did. He passed away at 67. And again, like, there's certain people that have made me want to do what I do. There's a couple guys that I'm going to mention to you that you're going to have no clue who they are. I may have mentioned them in years past with you, but I used to go every morning to play basketball with kids in grade school. We had open gym. And every morning, my dad would take me to school on his way to work. I would listen to two guys, Jim Irwin and Eddie Doucette. That made me want to do radio. They're old school guys, just like a Chris Mortensen or a John Clayton. And those are the guys that really, really made me want to get into this industry. It's not the new guys and the clickbait people. I'm sorry, but that doesn't do much for me. I like people that give you information. I like people that report news to you. And that's what these guys did to the best of their ability and probably better than anybody in this time right now. So I respect and I appreciate the way that these guys went about their business, Mike.
No, I do too. And I recognize the name Eddie Doucette because he did some radio for the
Florida. In Florida, yep, you're right. You're right.
And so I recognize that name for me. You know, you bring up the guys that made you do what you want to do or just get into sports media. One of the guys growing up for me back in Portland, Bill Shonley, he was the play-by-play guy for the Portland Trail Blazers for years and had so many little sayings that I hear I hear other journalists use or radio guys use, and I go and I look at them and go, you knew who Bill Shonley was, because that's his term. That's not your term. That's his term. Yep. So it's one of those things where people just inspire you and you just sit back and just want to appreciate greatness.
Very true. Speaking of that, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
In for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. He would be Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always get us at Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, my friend, as you know, it's parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Hey, look, my party, you know, I don't get to do this much in terms of giving this shout out to this person, but I'm going to give a shout out to my daughter, Taylor Wilson. She is a future Northern Arizona University lumberjack. She will be heading up there in the fall. She was accepted to continue her education up there. She will walk in as a junior. She wants to be a teacher. She is excited as hell.
to get up to Flagstaff and continue her education and kind of figure life out on her own a little bit. So I want to give kudos to my daughter, Taylor Wilson.
All right, brother, I got a list of things, and I got people shooting me text messages right now about parting shots. And you know what? I'm going to give my brother a live one right here for my bro and for my nephew, John Dorf, and Steven Dorf is my nephew. Rock Chalk, baby. Let's go KU, man. This has been in our family forever. I've loved Kansas basketball. Wanted to go to Kansas. Didn't want to be my brother's little brother anymore, so I decided not to go to Kansas and make my own way. But I've got a passion. I've got a love for KU basketball. Rock Chalk, Jayhawks. Let's go KU all the way to the Final Four, and let's do the unthinkable. Let's get it done. Let's cut down those nets, baby. And you know what? I want Coach K, but if it can't be Coach K, I want to be KU. For Mike, for John, for Robert, I'm going to say peace. We'll catch you guys next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.